Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, world. It's time for RCWFC Bible Talk with Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood and his wife, Betty Yearwood. For the next 2 hours, join in with us in this Internet Radio Bible Discussion program. There'll be a special singing and call in and discuss the Bible with us. And now here's your host, Evangelist Lloyd Yearwood, live in Madisonville, Tennessee.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's good to be able to come back into your homes again, wherever that you're at, just to lift up the name of Jesus. This is Evangelist Lloyd and Betty Yearwood, reaching the world for Christ. If you want to call in and be a part of this, well, call in on 310-742-1759 and be a part of this. And we're speaking on tonight on seed time and harvest. So I want you to call in and be a part of it there with us. And we'll just lift up the name of Jesus. Just call in on 310-742-1759 and be a part of this. So we got a call in here, 706. Go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Hey, Brother Yearwood, it's Frida Litchfield in Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, sister. Glad that you called in there and part of this year. So we want everybody that will just call in and be a part of this on 310-742-1759. 770, go ahead and tell us who you are and where you're at there.
This is Brother John from Thomaston, Georgia.
Praise the Lord, Brother John. I'm glad you called in there. We appreciate each and every one calling in. So I've got some announcements here I'm going to let Betty make, then we'll get you started right there.
Praise the Lord. It's good to be back on here tonight, and we just praise the Lord for what he's doing, for what he's going to do. We got Reaching the World for Christ presents two-day City Revival Holy Ghost Street Service, September the 27th and the 28th, 2013, Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. Location is between the Madisonville Courthouse and the Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. Bring your lawn chairs and come out and worship the Lord with us. Looking for signs and wonders and miracles, expecting to see souls saved, set free, delivered, and healed in these services.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We're looking forward for that. We used to do that every year, done it for several years, and we've kind of let down on it there for several years, but we're going to start back this year, September the 27th and 28th. We want every one of you is out there just to come to Madisonville, Tennessee. We're looking for at least 1,000 people to be out here in the street, just lifting up the name of Jesus and holding the standard up highly. Because without we do that, then the word tells us that people perish for lack of wisdom, and we're wanting to just tell the people about the good news about Jesus. So if you want to call in on 310-742-1756, go ahead and call in. We'll put you in here on us. So Sister Frida?
Yes, sir?
You want to go ahead and obey the Lord?
Can I want to give a praise report first, though.
Amen.
We had it's a classmate's granddaughter had surgery yesterday. They had to put rods in her back, but she went through the surgery fine, and she was bouncing back and went to sleep. So I praise the Lord because we prayed for her over the weekend, and she's doing wonderful. I hadn't had an update today, but as far as yesterday, she's doing good. So I thank the
Amen.
Lord for that. Yes, thank the Lord
praise
for that.
The Lord. Just go ahead and obey
okay.
the Lord.
All right. I'm going to start. Let me find out where my first part is. Revelation 14:15 is one of the first ones. Okay, and it says, and another angel came out of the temple crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, thrust in the sickle and reap, for the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. And then I'm going to go to Revelation 16:15. Okay. 16:17. And the seventh angel poured out his vial into the air, and there came a great voice out of the temple of heaven from the throne saying, "It is done." And then we're going to go to 21:6. And he said unto me, "It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely." One more. Okay. And the other one is Joel 3:13. Okay. "Put ye in the sickle, for the harvest is ripe. Come get you down, for the press is full, and the fats overflow, for their wickedness is great." And then we got one more. Revelation 14:15-19. And another angel. Oh, we did that. Okay. And 19. "And the angel thrust in the sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast into the great winepress of the wrath of God." It's been a good day today. Thank the good Lord. And so, Brother Yearwood, go back to you.
Well, God bless you, sister. We appreciate the word.
Yes.
That's what it takes, is getting the word out. Praise
yep.
the Lord.
That's right.
Have you got anything else you want to say?
Now, go ahead. I'm through for right this minute.
Okay. Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
Just go ahead and obey the Lord.
I'm here. Appreciate that. Appreciate the word that Sister Freya brought. Amen. Tonight we're talking about seed time and harvest. Amen. Coming out of Genesis chapter 8, starting with verse 20, talking about after the flood of the earth. Amen. Great flood of the earth there when Noah and his descendants, amen, were saved by water, amen, and come forth. And Genesis chapter 8, verse 20 says, "Noah built an altar unto the Lord to give every clean beast and every clean fowl and offered burnt offerings on the altar." So there's a place of sacrifice that was built, amen, to the Lord Jesus Christ or God the Father at that time. And there was taking of every clean beast and every clean fowl. The Lord smelled the sweet Savior. The Lord said in his heart, "I will not again curse the ground anymore for man's sake. For the imagination of man's heart is evil from his youth. Neither will I again smite anymore every living thing as I have done." Here at that time, at the flood of the earth, amen, that everything had been smitten at the time, amen. And in the beginning there, as man fell, he had cursed the ground. Amen, that as Adam was working the ground, amen, and even his son, was a ground tiller, amen, that God had cursed everything from the ground, that it would bring forth thorns and thistles. And so there was a come there as he would be putting into the earth. And we find, amen, that at this time, after the flood, that he had removed and had not cursed the ground anymore. There in verse 22, he says, "While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold, heat, summer, winter, day and night, shall not cease. While the earth is remaining, while it's enduring, amen, there are some certain things, amen, that will always be. That seed time and harvest, that sowing, that birthing, amen, amen, and the harvesting, the reaping of that seed, the reaping, amen, of that which has been sowed. So we'll have seed time and harvest, we'll have cold and heat, we'll have summer and winter, day and night, shall not cease. You know, we find, amen, in Exodus chapter 23, when the Spirit of the Lord began to speak unto the children of Israel. He told them, amen, at this time, in verse 14, he said, three times thou shalt keep a feast unto me in the year. In other words, it's a time of feasting. Church, tonight you need to know, amen, that God wants to bring each and every one of you underneath the sound of my voice, and every one of you as Sister Free has already brought the word, amen, and it began to sow into your life, this seed, this was seed time. Each time the word of God has spoken tonight, amen. I'm going to get into that in a little bit, but right now we're in seed time and harvest by this broadcast, man. Amen, because the seed of God, the word of God is being sowed into your lives, and amen, as you receive this word into your life, as you receive this word in your heart, as you receive this word, which is the seed, which is the word of God, into your hearing, amen, it's going to bring forth a harvest. Hallelujah. And the Bible says that at this three times a year they shall keep a feast unto me in the year. The Lord Jesus Christ wants to know that it's time for feasting in the midst of the word of God. Amen. But before you can have the feast, amen, you have to have the harvest. Hallelujah. Before you can have the harvest, amen. And just like Sister Free was bringing about in the scriptures that she brought about, amen, talking about the harvest at the end of the world, the harvest, amen, hallelujah, at the end of time, and we're talking about that reaping, amen, of life, the reaping of souls, of coming in and being born again and coming back into the Lord Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, verse 15, it says, thou shalt keep the feast of unleavened bread. Thou shalt eat unleavened bread 7 days, as I commanded thee, in the time appointed of the month Abib. For in it thou camest out from Egypt, and none shall appear before the empty. In other words, it was called the Feast of the Passover. Many of you know that, amen, it was the Feast of the Passover. It was the time, amen, that they had come out of Egypt, and the time of Egypt there was a plague of the firstborn, a death of the firstborn. And it was not covered by the blood of the Lamb. Amen. Hallelujah. Then the death would come to the house. But I'm glad tonight, amen, that we have a feast of the Passover. Those of you that believe can have a feast of Passover, amen, because you all have been covered by the blood of the Lamb, which is the Lord Jesus Christ. As you receive tonight, and even in your homes, and even as the Bible says, know ye not that ye are the temple of God. 1 Corinthians chapter 3, amen, we find, amen, hallelujah, that we are God's building, we are God's husbandry, which means we are God's planting. We need to know tonight, amen, as we are that planting of the Lord, truth of righteousness tonight, amen, according to Isaiah. We find, amen, in Isaiah 61, we find, amen, as we are that planting of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen, that what's planted within us is the Word of God tonight. Not only is it planted in us with the Word of God, but as we come and receive the blood of the Lamb, amen, it covers, amen, the door of the temple, amen, as it covers the door of the temple. When we're covered by the blood, our sins tonight are covered by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ, which is the true vine, according to 2 John chapter 15, verse 1. He says, my Father is the husbandman. In other words, he said, I am the true vine, amen. Tonight we need to know that there's only one true vine, and his name is Jesus. He said, ye are the branches, amen. In other words, we are branched off, and except we abide in the vine, we cannot bear fruit. The Bible says in 15 and 8 that herein are we glorified, that we, the Father's glorified, is that we bear much fruit. You know, tonight we're declared, amen, what is the fruit, amen, of God? Well, the Bible teaches us in Galatians chapter 5, verse 21 and 22, it talks about the fruits of the Spirit, amen, amen, and you have to understand that even in the beginning there, that God gives every herb yielding seed and every tree yielding seed of itself, so everything was produced after its own kind, and he said it was good, so you have to understand that for you to bear the fruits of the Spirit, you have to have have the Holy Spirit, and God's desire tonight is to give you of His Spirit. God's desire, amen, is to overshadow you tonight and give of His seed, amen, hallelujah, the seed of righteousness. David said in Psalms 37:25, he said, I'm young and now I'm old. I have never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. We have to know that.
Amen.
Amen. That the seed of Abraham is seed of righteousness and seed of faith. These are things. So to be born, amen, a child of Abraham through faith in Jesus Christ, it's brought through a seed of faith, or it's born, brought, birth, amen, through the seed of mustard seed, amen, which is the little of all seeds, amen, that grows into a great tree for the fowls of the air, amen, every clean fowl to dwell in. And so this was the place there when he come. And so as he was speaking there back in Genesis there, now we're having a time where we're having a feasting. God wants us to feast tonight, but the feast comes after the harvest, and the harvest comes after the sowing in the seed time. And verse 16, and he said, in the feast of harvest, the first fruits of the labor, that's the feast of Pentecost, church, the first fruits of thy labor, which thou hast sown in the field, and the feast of the end gathering, which is the feast of tabernacles, which is at the end of the year, which thou hast gathered in thy labors and out of the field. So here in these three verses, it talks about the feast of the Passover. Blood, amen. It has to be sowed into your life. And so what it brings forth is the wheat, the unleavened bread, amen. It's not defiled by anything. It's not that it's pure. For 7 days, amen, you shall eat it, amen, in remembrance of the month of Abib, where you've come out of your bondage. You need to know tonight, church, that you can eat the unleavened bread of the Lord Jesus Christ and commemorate the time, this feast of Passover, where you've been covered by the blood of the Lamb, by you've been covered by this wheat, amen, that's undefiled by anything, amen, and you can eat this unleavened bread, amen, hallelujah, 7 days a week. And then after that, it moved to the feast of the first fruits of the labors. That was the feast of Pentecost. Amen. That's the time. Amen. This is what the prophet Joel spoke of. He said, this is that which the prophet Joel spoke of, that I'll pour all flesh, I'll pour out my spirit. And
amen.
Amen. We receive it back in Acts chapter 2. Amen. Where the disciples were all together in the upper room. There was about 120 according to the number, and they came in. Amen. And being the third hour of the day, they come and begin to glorify God. Because I'm going to tell you on that, amen, as they come, and for that feast of the first fruit, what had been planted in them, the word of God, this seed had been planted in them in Jerusalem. And they were told to tarry in Jerusalem until they had received the promise of the Father. Amen. Till they be endued from the Father upon high. And that was that enduring. That was that seed time and harvest. And as they come out, all of them were Galileans that began to speak as the Spirit of God gave the others, because the seed was falling into their lives. And there was a great harvest. It was the feast of the first fruits. And then, amen, it went on, amen, to the feast of tabernacles. It says, and the feast of the end gathering. And that's what Sister Frieder all brought out. There's a feast of end gathering at the end, amen, that will bring from all north, south, east, and west of the corn, because they were various. As the angel of the Lord has stuck in its sickle and draws a great harvest, amen, and a great reaping. You need to know tonight, the Bible says in Galatians chapter 6, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap.
Right.
Amen. If we sow into the Spirit, we shall have the Spirit reap. Hallelujah. Everlasting life. But if we sow to our flesh, we shall also sow a reap of corruption. Amen. And we need to know tonight, amen, that if we're coming forth in that great power, in that great glory, amen, there's a great harvest time that will bring you to a feasting time. The Bible says in Matthew, amen, chapter 13, hallelujah, starting with verse 1, the Bible declares, amen, it says, the same day went Jesus out of the house and sat by the seaside. Great multitudes were gathered together unto him, so that he went to a ship and sat, and the whole multitude stood on the shore. And he spake many things unto them in parables. In other words, similar stories, saying, behold, a sower went forth to sow. And when he sowed, some seeds fell by the wayside. Amen. And the fowls came and devoured them up. Hallelujah. And some fell upon stony places where they had not much church, amen. In other words, they were shallow, amen, for what they sprang up because they had no deepness of us. In other words, amen, it took no time. This first one there, verse 4, that some fell by the wayside. And tonight, amen, there's four types of soil, amen, amen, that is working in the field. And it's represented, amen, of the heart of man and the heart of women tonight. That first soil is a hard soil. That, amen, that's so hard that the seed, amen, the word of God can't get down on the inside. And when it comes, it just comes. And the heart is so hard, amen. And the irrigation, the way that is moved in, it's not being moved in. The Bible says faith come by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You need to know tonight that your hearing, your ears, are the irrigation system. Amen.
Right.
Receive the word of God tonight. And if you don't have an ear to hear, amen, there's no way that it can be irrigated. There's no way it can be sowed, amen, into your life. And the Bible says there in verse 5, some fell upon stony places. Amen. Had not much of it. And forthwith, in other words, immediately, they sprang up because they had no deepness of heart. These were seed. This was the word of God that fell in people's lives. But you know what? It didn't go out any deep. It had no depth. It had no root. But immediately it sprung up. Amen. Because it was right there on the surface. Some of you tonight, amen, are the hardened heart listeners. Amen. You have to listen and heart. And what has happened is the wheat, the seed, the precious seed. The Bible says in Psalms 126, bearing precious seed, bringing in the sheaves together. That's what we're doing tonight. Right now, we're bringing you seed time and harvest time right now on this broadcast, bringing in the harvest, bringing in the seed. This seed, the word seed time is only in the Bible one time. And the original Hebrew is zera. It means, amen, to actually progenerate, amen, or bring forth a birth. Actually, in the lineage, so it's bringing forth a new birth. New children, bringing forth and birthing something in you. It's a seed that goes down on the inside to bring forth and bring forth life. And you need to know tonight that the word of God is bringing forth life within you. But hallelujah, if you harden your heart tonight and do not hear and do not allow the word of God, it'll fall by the wayside. It'll fall to the fowls of the air. It will fall to the enemy. It'll fall into the enemy's hand. Tonight, if you don't have any depth, if you haven't worked your heart, if you haven't allowed, amen, the very tools of God, amen, to come into your heart and to open up, amen, that fallow ground, to open up your heart to receive the seed, the word of God. But you know what? It's just laid on the surface of your heart. It sprung up right away. It looked good because everything's on top. But we're going to go on to a little bit. Verse 6, and when the sun was up, they were scorched. And because they had no root, they withered away. Immediately, amen, what happens is the sun is representative of tribulation and trial. The sun is representative when it comes up. It scorches and withers because you have no root system. Hallelujah. But you need to know tonight that out of the root of Jesse, according to Isaiah chapter 11, out of the root of Jesse, amen, shall spring forth. Hallelujah. And that root of Jesse, who was the father of David, hallelujah, out of David came forth a one called the Lord Jesus Christ, who was of the generation, who was of the seed. This was the lineage and line, amen, that would come in. And the Bible says in verse 7, and some fell among thorns, and the thorns sprung up and took them. But others fell under good ground and brought forth some 100-fold, some 60-fold, some 30-fold. He who hath the ears, let him hear. Disciples begin to want to know why he spoke unto them in parables. Why did he speak to them in the similitude of the stories? Because the Bible says he told his answer was in verse 11. He said, because it is given to you to know the mysteries of the kingdom of heaven, but to them it is not given. To these, it was not given to them to know the mysteries, to have a knowledge of the mystery. But to his disciples, to his followers, to those that had been chosen, to those that had been called at him first, it was given to them to know the mystery. He said, for whosoever hath to him shall be given, and he shall have more abundance. But whosoever hath not from him shall be taken away, even that which he hath. Tonight, as you have a knowledge of the word of God, the Bible says, amen, that the word of God, amen, that our weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God, pulling down the strongholds,
amen,
and everything that exalted itself against the knowledge of God. This seed I'm talking about brings knowledge. And when this knowledge, amen, when the beginning, going back into the garden, the original thing, that knowledge of good and evil was the original thing because of that lust and because of that desire, because, amen, Adam and Eve moved away from the original word of God and the instructions of God and commandments of God the Father. We wanted to have that knowledge, that lust of eye. The Bible says when Eve saw that it was good for food, a good treat for food, lust of eye, lust of flesh, pride of life. These were introduced when they were come, when she touched it. She even added, she said, neither shall we touch it lest we die. When God instructed in the original then, he said, do not eat of, in the day you eat thereof, thou shalt surely die. In other words, you shall surely perish at the very moment you begin to consume this knowledge of evil in your life. She partook of it and gave to her husband. Her husband took, amen. Then they played the blame game, amen. They realized, amen, as their eyes were opened, that they had no longer were covered, amen, by the garment. They were covered before, as they lived under the word of God, they were covered by his grace. Tonight, church, you can be covered by his grace no matter what sins you commit. It's that seed time. It's that good seed that's going into that good ground, amen, and producing multiple seeds and multiple lives and multiple births tonight. And the Bible says,
amen.
He said in verse 13, he said, therefore I speak unto them in parables, because that seeing, see not, and hearing, they hear not, neither do they understand. These people, amen, did not have an understanding, even though they had ears. They didn't understand what they were hearing. And even though they had eyes, they didn't understand what they were seeing, church, tonight. But tonight, God will open up your eyes, amen, and open up your ears to an understanding through the word of God, through the seed that's going in them. Hallelujah. And the Bible says, for this people's heart is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes they have closed, lest at any time they should see with their eyes and hear with their ears, and should understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. That's what he talked to Peter, amen, at the Last Supper. He said, I pray that your faith fail not, and when thou art converted, strengthen the brethren. Even Peter himself, even though he was in his inner circle, some of you tonight underneath my voice, you can be in that inner circle. You've walked with Jesus Christ for years and years and years and years, but you haven't been converted. You haven't been changed over. Amen. Hallelujah. Just like Peter, he said, I pray for you that your faith fail not. He said, Satan desires to sift you as wheat. Amen. Tonight, church, you need to know that the enemy's out there to sift you as wheat. Why is he sifting you as wheat? Because the wheat, it has to be planted in. Amen. He said, the Bible says, except the corn of wheat fall to the ground and die, it abides alone. But if it falls and dies, you have to give your life to Jesus Christ tonight, church. As you give your life, that seed dies and falls to the ground and becomes new seed and grows up into an ear of corn or a wheat. Amen. Bringing up even more life tonight. Hallelujah. You want to have life tonight? Just give your life to Jesus. You want to have more life? There's greater love now than no man has in this, and to lay down his life for a friend. That's John chapter 15 tonight, church. If you'll lay down your life and give it to Jesus, he'll bring in a new seed. He'll bring in a new harvest. Hallelujah. A harvest that will never, ever die, a harvest that will never, ever perish, and just continue to produce over and over and over again tonight. Hallelujah. That's how he's glorified. Amen. Hallelujah. The Bible says, amen. He was talking about sending forth, amen, workers into the field. Amen. Hallelujah. He says in Luke chapter 10, verse 1 and 2, I'm just paraphrasing it. Amen. He said in the 70s, amen, 70 workers there to come. He said, truly the harvest is white, amen, but the laborers are few. Tonight, amen, there's a great harvest tonight, church. There's a great harvest of souls tonight receiving the word of God. Amen. And this harvest is already white. The Bible speaks of, amen, it talks about in John chapter 4, verse 35. Through 38, you can go there and read it. Amen. I know some of you don't have Bibles tonight. Amen. But the Bible says, say not that the harvest is far off. Amen. Or 4 months. In other words, this is the time of harvest. Tonight is the time for you to receive the harvest of the living God tonight. Don't put it off tonight and say, well, you know, this is August, and I know the growing seasons, oh, amen, are different for each one of you listening, because you're listening all around the world, amen. You need to know, amen, that the summer is almost past according to the scriptures, amen, and we're not saved tonight, church. Your salvation is nearer than you believe tonight. If you don't know the Lord Jesus Christ, you need to get in the field. The Bible says, amen, that the Apostle Paul planted, Paul is watered, but God give the increase. You need to know tonight, church, that God's giving the increase in the harvest, amen, and he's calling forth the harvest, and you are a part of that, amen. He's putting in the sickle. He's putting in his arm. With his own arm, he's brought salvation, amen, and he's gathering. This is the feast of the ingathering of his children and his children's children and his children's children's children, even to another generation, according to the prophet Joel. We need to know tonight, amen, as we come forth. And the Bible says, hallelujah, he said, blessed are your ears in verse 16 of Matthew 13, for they see and your ears for they hear. In other words, you didn't have the hardness of heart, but your eyes were blessed because you have saw, amen, this harvest and seeing on a part of it, church. You are workers together right now tonight. According to this broadcast, we're workers together in the vineyard of the Lord. We are all putting our hands to the plow because there's a great harvest, and we haven't cut it off. Hallelujah. And we need to know tonight, hallelujah, that the Bible says there in verse 18, says, hear ye therefore the parable of the sower. When one heareth the word of the kingdom and understands it not, then cometh the wicked one, talking about Satan, and eateth away that which was sown in his heart. This is he which received seed by the wayside. Tonight, church, you need to know, amen, hallelujah, that here's what's happened. When you hear the word of the kingdom, the seed of the kingdom, and don't understand it, the wicked one comes and catches away as a fire of the air which was sown in your heart. You know, the saddest thing tonight, that all over this world tonight, that the word of God is being sowed into people's heart, but some of them will have a hardness of heart, and the enemy of God, the enemy, the power of the air, it's sad because you know what? Any one of you that is not listening tonight and have a hardness of heart, the word of God, which is precious, just becomes old bird seed that's laying on the ground of your heart, and the fowls of the air, the satanic wiles are coming and stealing the precious word of God out of your heart, so you have no understanding. Hallelujah. But tonight you can turn around, amen. You can change the ground that you're walking on. It can be holy ground just like it was, amen. Because then, you know, I don't care if you're on the backside of the desert. I don't care if you're in the midst of the wilderness. I know a man by the name of Moses who was watching his father-in-law's flock on the backside of the desert. And on that backside of the desert, amen, a bush caught on fire. And out of that bush spoke the God who is the I Am. He's the God of Jacob. He's the God of Isaac. He's the God of Abraham tonight, sir. And in other words, he was saying these men were in the ground, but they were seed. They were with him sitting. He said, they'll come from the east and the west and sit down with me in my kingdom. Church, tonight you need to know that Abraham, amen, his body perished a long time ago, but right now he's sitting with the Lord Jesus Christ. Isaac perished a long time ago. I'm talking about the temple, but he's alive today and well, sitting with the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. These men are alive. Why seek ye the living among the dead? We don't seek, amen, death tonight. We're not enamored with death. We only deal with life. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes into the Father. No man comes into the husband but by me, the true vine. Hallelujah. And tonight you need to know, except you abide in the true vine tonight, you cannot bear fruit of yourself. But tonight you can be branches of the true vine and bear forth much fruit that your heavenly Father, that the husbandman, amen, has something to show, that the vine dresser has something to see tonight. And the Bible says, verse 20, but he that received the seed into stony places, the same as he that heareth the word, and anon with joy receive it. In other words, amen, immediately he received it. He even received it with joy. That's you joyful hearers tonight. That's you joyful hearers. That's those overnight spiritual giants. that the Word of God comes in, it's all in there, and it gets down on the surface of your heart, and automatically, man, you become a spiritual giant overnight. Man, you want to do anything in the church. You want to do everything that you can for the church. You want to clean the church. You want to do this. You're at every meeting. You're at every function. Amen. And man, you're just on fire. Amen. Man, you want to do everything. You want to take on everything. You know, a lot of people, amen, you know, man, we want to put them in the ministry. You, people want to have lay hands on you and anoint you. Man, you're so much on fire. But you know what? Your bush is on fire, but you became consumed because when the sun came up, it withered away. Your walk withered away because the seed was not deep within you. Tonight, you need to get down this seat. David said, hide thy word in my heart, Lord, that I might not sin against thee. Verse 21, yet hath he not rooted in himself, but endured for a while, for when tribulation or persecution arises because of the word. By and by he's offended. In other words, as he walks, or she walks, they're offended. Whosoever is offended in me. You become offended in Jesus. You loved him yesterday, but today you hate him because the sun came up, because you believe in the word. You become offended. You become, amen, persecuted. He also that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word and the care of this world. How many of you care for the things of this world? The cares of this world. The Bible says in 1 Peter, cast your care upon him because he careth for you. He that receives seed among the thorns is he that heareth the word and the care of this world. The care of this world and the deceitfulness of riches choke the word. And he becometh unfruitful. What does he do with those who don't bear fruit? Because of this world, you become enamored with the things of this world.
Mm-hmm.
It's a thorn. Thorns represent the curse. The seed, the word of God, which was precious, fell among the thorns. Church, let me remind you of something. Let me remind you of the seed of the word of God that fell among thorns. And the Bible says that the Son of Man, the Lord Jesus Christ, fell among two thieves, and they placed a crown of thorns upon his head. Calvary was where the seed of God fell among thorns in the cares of Israel. What did the one thief say? You being the Son of Man, get us down off this cross. You know why he wanted to be released? He wasn't even caring about living anymore. He wanted to be released so he could steal one more time. He was a thief that wanted to steal one more time at least. Get his dad off the cross. Where the other thief, when he went that God and settled in there and began to produce 30, it was seed time and harvest for him. In fact, it was seed time and harvest all at once. As long as the earth remained, he was there on the other side of the sea that fell among thorns. He said, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And you know what? The Lord said, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. Why? Because the thief had received the seed of the word of God, and that seed was produced after his own kind. Birth at the time of death. Birth at the time of death. A new birth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. His body was going down, but his spirit was going up with the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, church. Amen. And that's the way you can be tonight. And the Bible says, verse 23, and I'm going to give it back to Brother Yearwood. But he that receives seed into the good ground is he that heareth the word, and understandeth it, which also beareth fruit, and bringeth forth some 100-fold, some 60, some 30. Which tonight are you going to bear forth fruit? That's how you glorify God. Simple thing. Hear the word of God. Hear the seed. Because as it says, you need to know that there's life after the flood tonight, church. Amen. As the earth, amen, was flooded, that was life after the flood. Has he come, amen, out of the Ark of the Covenant? Amen. And the Ark of Noah's Ark, amen. Has he come out there and come? And they after the flood, there remain the seed time and harvest. Right now, you are part of that seed time and harvest. You're receiving the word of God, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, some 100-fold tonight. Bring forth the fruit, amen, because the harvest is white already. And you are a part of that, amen, to come in, amen, and to be gathered in the name of the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Yearwood.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful word there, Brother John. 423, come in and tell us who you are and where you're at.
This is Evangelist Teddy Bolton from Jacksboro, Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Appreciate you calling in there, Brother Eddie.
Praise
the Lord. I'm going to let Tim sing the song there, then we'll get you right on there to obey the Lord then.
All right.
I know the Bible says you'll reap what you sow, and I know from a tiny seed God can make things grow. But there's gotta be a seed placed in the ground, watered by His Spirit while it's playing round, and it will grow in the fertile soil of His Word. Are planted in our hearts, God may sow, and with proper care a sprout appears, then the leaves unfold. But there's gotta be a seed placed in the ground, watered by His Spirit while it's playing round, and it will grow in the fertile soil of His Word.
Appreciate that wonderful song. You know, I tell you what, that's what happens. One will plant, nothing will kind of come along and cultivate it a little bit, and one will water, but God will always give the increase.
Amen.
And that's what it's all about. So just go ahead there, Brother Eddie, and obey the Lord.
I want to try to bring a message out of the 55th chapter of Isaiah tonight. And this thing about seed time and harvest time, in the 8th verse of Genesis, in the 8th chapter of Genesis, the 22nd verse says, while the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, cold and heat, summer and winter, day and night shall not cease. That means it'll go on as long as earth goes on, as long as time goes on, it'll not cease. And Brother Altay said, seek the Lord while He may be found, call upon Him while He is near. And Brother, there's a lot of people, they're waiting until the Lord has done, quit dealing with them and try to call on the name of the Lord. And, brother, they can't find Him, it seems like. And it seems like God is nowhere in a million miles of them. But He said, call on Him while He's near. And, brother, if people would just begin to call on the name of the Lord while He's near. And that reminds me of the scripture in the 10th chapter of the book of Romans where He said that, how can they hear without a preacher? And He said, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. And How can they do without a preacher, and how can they preach except they be sent? And, brother, I want you to know tonight that God has called men to go out and preach the gospel and to tell others about the Lord Jesus Christ, that he may have come unto them, that they may hear the word and believe, and, brother, that they might come into the family of God. And brother, as we begin to preach the word of God, it's just like that John was talking about the sower and the seed. Brother, he said the sower went forth to sow the seed, and that's what we're doing tonight, is sowing the seed. And we're planting tonight, brother, as you begin to listen, as you begin to hear the word of God, brother, being preached, you begin, the seed is coming to you and beginning to go into your heart. And brother, I'll tell you, as you listen to that, and as you begin to understand that, and you begin to call on him while he's near, brother, he'll hear you, and he'll bring you into the family of God. And brother, you might
Amen.
Be into the family of God. You might be a child of God tonight. But brother, there's things maybe you don't understand, and God begins to give you understanding to it. Brother, you can call on the name of the Lord, and he'll make that plain, and he'll cause you to understand in a great way. He said, let the wicked forsake his way. Brother, the wicked are people, brother, who go about to establish their own way. They're the people who don't follow the Lord. The Bible says in Romans 8:14, for as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And when somebody begins to call on the name of the Lord, God will begin to make his way plain before them. He'll set a pathway before them, and they'll begin to walk in it. And he said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my pathway. And brother, I want you to know tonight that he tells us to forsake or to quit going our own ways. And brother, he said, the unrighteous man is a man that's not saved tonight. He said, let him forsake his thoughts tonight. Brother, I'll tell you today
Amen.
That we can't go out and do anything in the work of the Lord unless we're born again. Brother, if we're born again tonight, we can call on the Lord, and God will begin to put the thoughts, begin to put his thoughts into our mind, brother, and help us to walk this walk. Paul said, it's no longer I that live, but it's Christ that lives in me. And brother, I want you to know today that when Christ begins to deal with your thoughts and begins to establish your thoughts tonight, brother, you'll walk after the Lord, and God will lead you and guide you and direct you. He said, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him. Brother, that's what we need tonight, is the mercy of God. If it wasn't for the mercy of God, we'd all be destroyed. But God is a merciful God, and he said, if we return to the Lord, that he'll have mercy on that person that returns to the Lord and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon these people today. Thinks they sinned, brother, but yet they feel that drawn of the, they think they've sinned, and God can't forgive them, or God will not forgive them. But the Bible says, if you brother's transgressor sins against you 70 times in a day, and turns again and asks you to forgive him, he said that you're to forgive him. And brother, if he expects us to do that, God will do that. Brother, God will abundantly pardon us. He'll cleanse us. The Bible said this. He said, in my little children, I write unto you that you sin not. But if you sin, he said, you have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous, who is faithful and just to forgive us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. He'll abundantly pardon us. And that blood that he shed will be applied to our life. And brother, we'll begin to walk in abundant life. He said, the thief cometh but for to steal, to kill, and destroy. But he said, I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly. Brother, he will abundantly pardon. Brother, he'll take the guilt away. He'll take the fear away. And he'll give peace. Brother, when Jesus was out there walking on the water and they thought he was a spirit, he said, be not afraid, it is I. And brother, I want you to know today that Jesus, when he comes, he don't want us to be afraid, but he wants to have the peace of God that passes all understanding in us. And brother, as long as we walk after him, as long as we look to him and follow him, that peace will reign in our heart. He said, for my thoughts are not your thoughts. Brother, I want you to know today, brother, that people, they think one way. The Bible said that if we live according to the flesh, we'll die, but if we live according to the Spirit, we'll live. And he said, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. Brother, when we begin to live after the flesh, brother, we can't please God, because the flesh is at enmity against God. It's an enemy of God today, but the Spirit is peace tonight, and that's what we need tonight. God wants to give you peace tonight, and he will give you peace if you'll just call on him and get established in your thoughts. Brother, let God establish you in your thoughts tonight, and get established in your ways tonight. God will, it will give you the peace of God. He said, for as the heavens are higher than earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. Listen, Paul said, though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels and have not charity, it profits me nothing. But this is talking about, brother, the ways of God. He said, now abide at these three, faith, hope, and charity. But charity is the greatest of these. And brother, I want you to know tonight, when you begin to love, brother, if we don't love our brother whom we have seen, how can we love God whom we have not seen? But brother, we've got to love our brothers, and we've got to love our sisters tonight. And brother, when we begin to love them, brother, that's how that people knows that we love God. And because we have love one for another. Listen to me tonight, folks. I don't know what people's done to you. And maybe there's some of you that nobody's ever done anything to. Brother, but maybe there's some of you that people have done something to you. It's offended you some way or another. And brother, you begin to want to take vengeance on yourself, on these other people yourself. But listen to me. Let me encourage you tonight to take it to the Lord and give it to the Lord. Because Jesus said, vengeance is mine, I will repay, saith the Lord. You don't got to worry about that. But brother, if you're offended tonight, brother, reach out and forgive that person who done that, and then ask God to forgive you, brother, for taking that into your own hands. He will abundantly pardon you. That's why that his ways are so much higher than our ways. Brother, he knows how to do this. He will help you. You might say, I would, but I just can't seem to get over this. I just can't seem to get through this. Oh, listen to me. Forgiving somebody is your will that you do that. It is a decision of the will to do that. And brother, I'll tell you, and if you say, I've tried that, but ask God to help you, and he'll help you. Oh, listen to me. He said, for the rain cometh down, and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth in bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. Brother, when God begins to speak it, he'll bring it to pass. The Bible says that it's impossible for God to lie. And if God said that he would help you, then he'll help you. Brother, I want you to know over here in the book of Isaiah, in the 10th chapter, in the 27th verse, he said the yoke shall be destroyed because of the anointing. Brother, it's not because it won't be broken, because if it's broken, it could be put back together. But he said it would be destroyed because of the anointing. Listen to me today. He said that his ways were higher than our ways. His ways are higher than your ways. And brother, God can help you, brother, because God knows how. God to get these things worked out, but you must seek him. As it says here in verse 6, seek the Lord while he may be found, and call on him while he is near. Listen to me. He said, let the wicked forsake his way, and the righteous man his thoughts, and let him return unto the Lord, and he will have mercy on him and our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Brother, I want you to know, when he cleanses you, it makes you like you have never sinned. Brother, you might say, what is sin? Sin is missing the mark. Brother, when you miss the mark, what is the mark tonight? Mark is loving your neighbor as yourself, loving your brother and your sister in the Lord tonight. Brother, how do you know you passed from the death, from life unto death? Because you love the brethren. And brother, I want you to know tonight that when the word of God goes forth out of the Lord's mouth, he shall not return unto me void. Brother, he's telling you that he said to him, and he shall accomplish that which I please, and he shall prosper in the thing whereunto I sent it. Brother, I want you to know what the word of God will go out. When God speaks about something, the word
Amen.
Of God will go out, and it will accomplish that. Brother, that's that seed time and that harvest time. Brother, in the beginning, when God created all things, he said, let there be light, and there was light. The word of God went out, brother, and it brought forth light, of greater light for the day and a lesser light for the night. Brother, I'll tell you what, every time God would say, let there be, then it was. And brother, it's just like in our life tonight, brother, as God begins to send his word in our life, brother, he'll begin, brother, he'll send the word, and it'll be so. Brother, when God begins to speak to your heart, brother, God will do that for you. God will work in you to his will, that you might please him tonight. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God, he's merciful tonight. He's gracious tonight. He's faithful tonight. Because, brother, God wants to see you. Brother, get ready to go to heaven. God wants to see you in heaven. And, brother, I'll tell you tonight, as you get ready and as you prepare your heart, brother, as Jesus lives in your heart tonight, brother, you prepare your way to go to heaven. Listen to me tonight. Brother, he said it would please, it would accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing that I send, the thing whereunto I send it. God sent his word and healed them and delivered them from all of their destruction. Psalm 107, verse 20. When God says it'll be such and such, it will be such and such. Brother, when God said there'll be seed time and harvest as long as the earth remaineth, brother, the seed time will be there. The harvest time would be there. I thought about the seasons, and I remember a man that sat on Solomon's porch for 38 long years. He sat there, and it said that in the season that the angel would come down and trouble the water, and the first one that stepped in to the pool of water after the angel stirred it would be healed. And this man had laid there for 38 years, and brother, he tried to get to the pool. He just couldn't make it. I don't know what was wrong with the man. I can picture him in my mind laying on the ground, brother, and trying his best to crawl along to get into that pool. But brother, I want you to know tonight, he said every time I start to the pool, somebody steps down before me. And brother, he had been there, like I said, for 38 long years, but yet I'll tell you, it don't say anywhere in the scripture where he was about to try to give up. But Jesus said, wilt thou be made whole of thy plague? Brother, and that's when that brother man told him, brother, and Jesus said, take up your bed and go home. And brother, I'll tell you, the man's legs began to be straightened up. Brother, the word come forth to him, and the harvest was the man got up and he started home chewing his own bed. Brother, I'll tell you, we need some time for the Word of God to come into us, to help us, that we might go on, brother, that we might walk in the way that the Lord tells us. I said we might need some time. We don't need it sometime. We need it all the time for the Word of God to come into us. And as it does come into us, it will strengthen us. It will help us. Brother, as the thief hung beside of Jesus, he said, Lord, when thou art coming to thy kingdom, remember me. And Jesus told him, he said, this day thou shalt be with me in paradise. Brother, I want you to know tonight, that man was getting ready. Brother, and the harvest was going to be reaped in just a little while, because when Jesus hung between the heavens and the earth on that old cross, he sung there about 6 hours, and brother, he gave up the ghost. Brother, and he went in, brother, and he began to do, to complete the work of salvation. He said this, he said, it is finished. Father, into thy hands I commit my spirit. Brother, and on the third and appointed morning, he was raised up victorious over death, hell, and the grave. Oh, listen to me tonight. Jesus bought this thing for us tonight. Brother, that the Word of God could come into us, that it would bloom forth, that it would bust out of the hull, that it would sprout, brother, and it would bring forth fruit, some 30-fold, some 60-fold, and some 100-fold. Brother, I want you to know today, you might say, yeah, but I'm such and such. He didn't, it don't matter who you are. It just, if you believe the Word of God, brother, the Bible said, where is boasting then? By works, he said, not by works, by the law of faith. Brother, when you believe the gospel being preached, brother, that Jesus died for you, that he rose again for you, brother, and you believe that, the Bible says, for with the heart a man believeth unto righteousness. When you believe that, brother, you're made righteous. And he said, for with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Brother, there's nothing today that's like salvation. And brother, when you have salvation in your heart, the peace of God that passeth all understanding comes, and it invades your heart. That old burden of sin is lifted off, and the harvest of that is you can walk in peace, you can live in peace, and you cannot, you don't have to worry, brother, whether you're going to heaven or if you're going to hell. But you'll know within yourself, brother, that you're headed to heaven. The Bible said there'd be a highway, brother, and brother, the people that the holy shall walk in it. He said, a way for a man, though a fool, he would not err therein. And brother, I'll tell you, you'll know the way, brother, because God will help you to walk in that way, for you should go out with joy and be led forth with peace. Brother, that's the peace I'm talking about tonight. The mountains and hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hand. Instead of the thorn shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be the Lord, be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. God will make a way for you, brother, that you can live for him, and you'll not have to worry about it. Brother, in Amos, the ninth chapter, starting in verse 11, it said, in that day will I raise up the tabernacle of David, which is fallen down, and close up the breaches thereof, and I will raise up his ruins, and I will build it as in the days of old. That was verse 11. And verse 12, and they shall possess the remnant of Edom, and of all the heathen which are called by my name, saith the Lord that doeth this. Brother God, he will fight for you. He'll head you about. The Bible says when the enemy come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against him. Brother, I'll tell you tonight, God knows you. He knows right where you're at. And brother, he's reaching out to you tonight. If you're under the sound of my voices tonight, brother, God knows where you're at. And if God is dealing with your heart, brother, God knows that, because he has sent his Spirit to deal with your heart tonight. Oh, listen, said, behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper, and the treader of grapes him that soweth seed, and the mountain shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. Oh, listen to me. Brother, when you begin to walk in peace, brother, it'll go with you in the morning time. It'll just be with you in the evening time. It'll be with you in the middle of the day. Brother, it'll be with you day after day. It'll be with you when you lay down of the night and go to sleep. It'll be with you when you wake up of the morning. Brother, because the harvest of the seed being planted in your heart, and yet it coming up and bringing forth this fruit, it will cause you to walk in joy. And I make mention of the flesh, brother, of all the different things of the flesh. But brother, I'll tell you today, when God begins to move in you, brother, you'll have the love and the joy and the peace and the long-suffering, and God will be with you, brother, until that he calls you home. And I will bring again the captivity of my people Israel, and they shall build away cities and inhabit them, and they shall plant vineyards and drink the wine thereof, and they shall also make gardens and eat the fruit of them, and I will plant them upon their land, and they shall no more be pulled out of their land, which I have given them, saith the Lord God. And brother, I want you to know tonight that God will cause you to increase, and God will cause you to grow, brother, in the Lord. He will help you, brother, that seed time and harvest that John talked about a while ago, as he made mention, brother, it's now, brother, it's not tomorrow. The Bible said, behold, today is the day of salvation. You see, we don't have any promise of tomorrow. We don't have any promise of anything above what we've got right now. There's people that's alive 1 minute, and in the next minute they're dead and gone, because the death angel come and knocked on their heart's door. But I'm telling you tonight, brother, God will give you life and give it to you more abundantly if you'll just make your mind up to turn from your ways and turn to the Lord. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Listen, he said, call on him while he's near. Listen to me. Brother, he said, let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts, and he will, and let him return to the Lord, and he will have mercy upon him and our God, for he will abundantly pardon. Brother, I know that's about 3 different times that I've read that, but that's all right, because I want you to understand tonight, God's looking for people tonight. He's looking for a harvest tonight, and will you be one of them, brother, that will be in this harvest tonight? Will you call on the Lord while he may be found? Brother, will you seek him while he may be found? Will you call on him while he's near? Brother, if you'll do that, brother, and get into this harvest of the Lord, brother, I want you to know today that the time will come and he'll call your name. Brother, and when he calls your name, you'll be called out of here. Brother, the Bible says, as a tree falls, so shall it lie. Brother, if you're ready to go, brother, you'll go be with him. And if not, brother, you won't go be with him. But brother, you can get ready tonight and go be with the Lord by calling on his name tonight. Let every man for forsake his way, brother, let him go in the way of the Lord, and let the unrighteous man forsake his thoughts and begin to think the thoughts of the Lord. Let God begin to put his thoughts in your mind, brother, and in your heart, brother, and begin to grow thereby. I used to wonder how people would live to be 50 years old in the Lord, how they would preach for 50 years, how they would preach for longer than that. And, brother, the longer I went, the more I begin to realize that it's because of the Lord Jesus Christ that lives in them, brother, that causes them to be able to live like that. Listen to me tonight, folks. God is calling tonight. God is wanting you to come tonight. Brother, he said, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He said, and I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Brother, I want you to know tonight that God wants to get yoked up with you. He said, Paul wrote in one place and said, we have been made to get co-laborers together with God. Brother, God will use you to reach out and to win more people to the Lord. Brother, if you'll just come and give your heart and your life to him, let this seed that's planted in your heart begin to sprout and begin to take root. Brother, and begin to bloom forth and bring forth fruit, some 30 and some 60 and some 100-fold. Listen to me tonight. Let God's ways begin to become your way, and let his thoughts begin to be your thoughts. Listen to me tonight, folks. You might say, I would, but I'm afraid I can't live it. You can live it tonight, because it's no longer you that lives it, but it's Christ in that individual that lives a Christian life for them. Folks, God loves you tonight. God wants to touch you. He wants to plant that seed in your heart, and he wants to harvest that seed. He wants it to grow up and bring forth fruit, and he'll bless you that you'll be able to do that if you'll just turn to him, turn from your way, turn to the way of the Lord. God will move in your life. He'll move in your behalf. May God bless you, Brother Yearwood. Go ahead, brother.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother Eddie. That's a wonderful word of God. So I'm going to let Tim come back and sing another song there before I minister, and we'll have Betty to read the prayer request, and we'll pray over the needs of the people. I don't know why, but from time to time the Lord uses this in a special way. So I feel tonight that there's someone, I don't know, I know this, we're reaching thousands of people, and you has heard me for years on here, and I don't ever say nothing without God speaks to me and tell me to, and so but somebody's out there has got a terrific headache, I mean a bad headache. God wants to touch you tonight and wants to heal you. I don't understand why, but I mean it is, I feel it, and I feel it strong. So we're going to let Tim sing, then we'll let Sister Betty read the prayer request, and we'll go to the Lord in prayer and pray for you.
Here's a vessel you can use.
I want to rain and shine both at the same time. A blessing and a deacon that you will find to the fertile field, barren plain. Lord, I'll go in your name, rain, cold, or cloud. Show me how to plant the seeds and pull the weeds. With the living water and the light divine, I'll rain and shine. This little light is mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Someone may be watching, lost and alone tonight. One little candle can light the way. Love can be the flame. With your love to keep my heart aglow, I can give a ray of hope. I wanna rain and shine both at the same time. Blessing and a deacon that you will find to the fertile field, barren plain. Lord, I'll go in your name, rain, cold, or plow. Show me how to plant the seeds and pull the weeds. With the living water and the light divine, I'll rain and shine. With the living water and the light divine, I'm gonna rain and shine.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that wonderful song. So I'm going to let Sister Betty read the prayer request here. If anybody else got any prayer requests, why, you can let it made known, and we'll take them before the Lord and pray over them here.
Fred Brennan.
Brother Earwood.
Yes, go ahead.
The one that had the headache, it's a little girl that's staying with me, and I done prayed, but I think she's feeling better now.
Praise the Lord. I know I've felt that headache summers. I didn't know.
Ooh,
Lord,
came in here,
hallelujah.
She said,
always
my head is killing me. Yeah, he knows what it is. So while y'all was singing, I just laid my hand on her head and prayed. So she's doing better. I think it's
Amen.
Some of the stress and everything that she's in school and things like that. You know what can happen when you get under stress and do things. It can work. But she's doing better now, okay?
Amen. Praise God. I thank God for you revealing that. You know, a lot of times God revealed things like that and people won't step forth and reveal it. And, you know, I just praise God for it. I thank God. I feel the headache lightening up, so it's healed.
Yep.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus.
Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah.
Fred Branham has cancer and needs a miracle. Bob and Clara Hicks are needing prayer for this week. And Edge Atkins, remember her and the Green family as they lost their loved one here lately. And remember Keith Green, he's got cancer and needs a miracle. Roy and Martha Sexton need a healing in their body. And all the people that are tuning in tonight, let's remember them, whatever their needs are. Let's remember this street revival that's going to be starting September the 27th and 28th. Let's pray that God will send people in there to be saved. And let's pray for Brother Tothero. He's a pastor in North Carolina that fell off the church roof, I guess, and broke his ankle. Let's remember him tonight.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. So let's just go to the turn. Yeah, go ahead, brother. Yeah, go ahead.
I'd like to request prayer for Davis. She had that stomach bypass surgery, and she's going through a lot of depression, and she got a bad report on her stomach. They think she's got cancer, and that she went back to the doctor, and from my understanding, they give her maybe just a few months to live. So I'd like for everybody to remember her tonight. Debbie Davis.
What's that first name?
Debbie.
Okay.
Davis.
All right. We'll sure remember. Okay. Anyone else got a prayer request? Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
You got any prayer requests?
Let's just remember... I want to give a praise for it. We've been praying for Sister Debbie's foot, and
God has just miraculously healed it. And praise the Lord for that.
Amen.
And I've got two grandchildren that you know, I've got one 7-year-old grandson we've been praying for. He got cancer, and I've got another 11-year-old grandson that he's got the very rare disease. Just a few people in the whole world have it, and my grandson's one of those. And out of the strain that I think there's like 12 people that have that certain type of strain in the whole world that he has. So, his name's Ricky Sample, and remember Caleb. Two children, so just remember them in prayer. Lift them up. That we'll believe in God to completely make them whole.
Brother Yearwood, I got one more too. Listen to
okay.
My brother. My brother's not well. He seems to lose his job, and things are not going like it's supposed to. So let's just keep him in our prayers too.
All right. What's your brother's name?
Jerwayne Gerke.
Okay. Praise the Lord. Let's just go to the Lord in prayer and take all these needs to the Lord and just believe God. You know, God said that every name had to bow. Every knee has to bow to the name of Jesus. And everything that you've called out there and everything that I can call out have got a name. And it has to bow to the name of Jesus. And you know, He's above every name. Praise God, I feel it strong here this evening. God is a-moving, and He's going to do some great and mighty things from this broadcast right here today. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Father, Lord, as we come in agreement right now, Lord, God, as we call the Lord to this whole world, Father, we bring them, God, up to You, Father, and we place them at the foot of the cross. Lord, every name has to bow to Your name, Father. And Lord, every name, God, has to come under the rejection, God, of Your rules. And Lord, You said it, God, that You was going to meet every need. And Lord, hallelujah, thank You, Jesus. Father, Lord, You're going to meet every need of every one of us. God, You're going to reach out. You're going to touch. And Father, You're going to answer the prayer request, Lord, that was given in here tonight. And Father, we're going to hear a praise report from them. And Lord, we give You the praise and the glory and the honor. Father, for it all, God, in the name of Jesus, we thank You, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank You, Jesus. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Praise
God. Hallelujah.
Brother Yearwood?
Yeah.
I'd like to give a praise report. I had a doctor bill for $728 that I thought I was going to have to pay for it out of my pocket. My insurance refused to pay for it, and I kept praying about it. And I found out yesterday morning that it's been paid. It's been took care of. I reckon the insurance has paid for it.
Jesus.
And I thank God for that. I praise the Lord for it.
Amen. That's God.
Amen.
That's God moving and doing the miracles that He said He would do.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. I praise God, Stephen. I tell you what, I feel Him so strong here that I can hardly sit here. I may end up in jumping up and running here in a minute. Praise God. Hallelujah. You know, hallelujah. I know this scripture's been read and been ministered on here this evening. I'm sure that that I won't be using the same words that Brother John and the sister and Brother Eddie have said, but I want to speak on seed faith, seed time and harvest. I'm always getting that wrong, but praise God, God knows. While the earth remains...
Where are you reading from?
praise the Lord. Genesis 8 and 22.
Okay. Thank you.
While the earth remaineth, seed time and harvest, and cold and hot and heat, and summer and winter, the night, the day and night shall not cease. You know, I was thanking there, praise God, on this a year earlier today. It said during the last word, it said it wouldn't cease. You know, praise God, I believe that God is telling us about seed time. And, you know, as Dumb Ben mentioned, we got to plant the seed. And, you know, that's what we're doing today. We're planting a seed of faith. We're planting a seed of word down into our hearts and into our souls. I'm going to jump all the way down here into, see here, I'm going to jump all the way down to Luke 8 and verse 11. Now the parable is this. The seed is the word of God. And, you know, that's what we're planting today. That's what each and every one of us have planted. That's what the sisters planted, the word of God. You know, we'll take this word and we plant this word down into our spirits, down into our souls, and down into our temples, down into the tabernacle of God. You know that this body, praise God, this temple is a temple of the Holy Ghost. This temple is what God dwells in. And I tell you what, if we will plant this word down in our souls and down in our spirits, then we can see the harvest to come forth. I just like God moving and revealing the headache, and God touching and God healing the headache. That is the word of faith. That is the word of knowledge that he sent forth. And that's what he's still doing today. He's still reaching out. He's still telling the people. I tell you what, I don't know how far we are apart, but there's no difference in prayers. I thank God that sister, she's the one that stepped up and revealed it. She hadn't told me a thing about a headache, but God told me. I thank God that he's able to speak to people's hearts. He's able to tell us what's going on plant across the world. I tell you what, whenever we plant this word in this seed time and harvest, people, you know, you plant a garden out there, that garden, you're going to reap it. You're going, whatever that you sow, Galatians 6 and I believe verse 5, I said, God is not mocked, whatsoever he soweth, that shall he also reap. And if we sow the word of God, we're going to reap life. If we sow the Spirit of God, we're going to reap life, everlasting. But if we sow to the carnal, then we're going to reap corruption. I tell you what, it's time that people realize what the seed faith and time and harvest is all about. Let's look into Matthew chapter 9 and verse 35. And Jesus went about all the city and villages teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all sickness.
Every
sickness and every disease among the people. Praise God. You know, he didn't leave none of them out. Hallelujah. Yep. I believe there was people. It said every disease. I believe everybody. I don't care what kind of disease they had. I believe the word of God said that he went about preaching and teaching and healing all diseases. Holy healing all the people. Praise God. I believe today that God is still looking for people that he can still heal. I tell you what, if people will heed to the word of God and take the word for what it says and read, I tell them a lot of times, James 5 over there, it says, any sick among you, call for the other's church,
yes.
And one of them with old, and the prayer of faith,
yes,
shall save the sick, and the Lord shall,
yes,
raise them up, if we will only, praise God. If we'll only go to him in prayer and believe what we read and what we stood on. You know, the word of God is forever settled in heaven. It'll never change. Let's look into verse 16. Let's see. In verse 36, I'm sorry. But when he saw the multitude, he were moved with compassion on them, because they fainted and were scattered abroad as sheep having no shepherd. You know, we look around today, and I think, you know, I know of a church that don't have a shepherd today. That worries me, because a lot of times, if they don't have a shepherd, don't have someone, they'll get scattered out. My friend, it's time that we get our priorities of God into a fold. That we, you know, I tell you, losing a shepherd can scatter a flock. And the word tells me, woe unto the pasture that scatters a flock. I believe this day and time that people need, if they're going to leave a church, they need to make sure that they've got another pastor ready to step in his shoes and to take up his place and to keep the flock all together. But we see them scattering a flock. I tell you what, it's time that people start obeying the word of God, start doing what God's word said. Let's look into verse 37. Then said he unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. You know, praise God. Hallelujah. The laborers are few. One passage of scriptures, it tells us right here in verse 38. It says, pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers unto his harvest. You know, praise God, we need to be about our Father's business. We need to be praying, God, send laborers out here. The fields, they're white, they're ready. They're ready to be harvested. But where's the laborers? Where's the ones out to help gather them in? I tell you, it's time that we reach out and tell the world about Jesus. It's time that we, and I thank God for this radio broadcast. That's what we're doing. We're reaching out across this world. We're telling the people in all the countries that we reach into that Jesus died on the cross, that he gave his own life for our sins, that he gave his life, that he bought us with a price. We're not our own no more, but we belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. He bought us, my friend, with his blood. He bought us with the stripes on his back for our healing. It's time and seed time. It's harvest. I'll tell you what, nighttime won't go by, daytime won't go by, and the summer and the winters will not go by. He's going to fulfill every bit of it. Praise God, it's time. that we reap the harvest. It's time that we sow the seed out there that God can give the increase. I thank God for the increase that he's reaching out to and that he's given. Let's look into Luke 10 and verse 2. Therefore saith he unto them, the harvest truly is great, but the laborers are few. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he would send forth laborers into his harvest. Hallelujah. You know, I tell you what, I thank God that we all need just get a hold of God. We all just need to pray and say, Lord, just send us laborers into the harvest that we might be able to touch them, that we might be able to call someone to get under conviction. I tell you, this word, as it goes across this land, this word will convict, and this word will bring sorrow upon them, and it will bring them under conviction if they will only take heed and listen to the word and then believe what the word says. I know that there's people today, they don't believe what we preach, but that's all right. There's going to be people that's going to deny the word. The word tells us over there, I believe in Revelation, I said that they would curse him and still die. But praise God, there's going to be a number of sand that no man can number that's going to be saved. And I thank God that we are a part of it, a part of these people. We are the ones that is telling the world about Jesus Christ and about his works. That he's a-doing for them, and about the salvation. We are a part of it. I thank God that we, it don't matter who we are, we may be a little bitty speck here on the spot, just here in one place, but thank God, Jesus, he's all over the whole world, and his anointing is all over the whole world. I believe John 3:16 says that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. I believe that now, my friend, as we cry out in this wilderness, as we cry out as John did, repent ye, therefore the kingdom of God's at hand. I tell you, Jesus told them to repent, for the kingdom of God was at hand. I tell you, it's time that we tell the world that the kingdom of God is at hand. Hallelujah. Luke 6 and 38. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down, and shaken together, and running over, shall men give unto your bosom, for with the same measure that ye meet withal, it shall be measured to you again. Hallelujah. You know, we're talking about seed time and faith, harvest. And you know, praise God, we are saying tonight that whatever that we give, God said that he would give it back to us, shaken together and pressed down and shaken together and running over when he calls men give unto your bosom. I tell you what, there's never a two-way that we'll ever do anything more than what God will do for us. If we will only look to him, the author and the finisher of our faith, I tell you, it's not always given money, but it's given ourselves to the Lord. I was looking up. If we'll sow the word, sow in prayer, sow your time. Look right here now. Second Corinthians 9:7. Every man, according as he purposed in his heart, so let him give not grudgingly or of exceptionally. For God loves a cheerful giver. You know, praise God. I was thinking on that, sir, and I was thinking about God loves a cheerful giver. You know, if we would just give our time to the Lord, a lot of times we say, well, it's hard. I've got too much going on. But God's expecting 10% of everything praise God, of us. Hallelujah. And I thank God that he give us a chance, praise God, to look to the Alpha and the Finisher of our faith. I tell you, he's asking us to give 10% of our time to him. That's about 2 hours and 20-something minutes a day out of our busy schedule that we need to just lay aside for God and just pray and ask God to move. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I tell you what, I thank God for this hearing, for the words that we've read here this evening, and the move of God. I thank God for the opportunity that we've had to obey God. You know, I tell you, God, I feel like has really moved here in this broadcast this evening. I feel like he's touched people all around the world. I feel like God is a moving, and he's a really doing something for everybody that will listen to him. Praise God. Hallelujah. And will heed to the word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Brother John?
Yeah, brother.
You want to say anything else?
I got some more seed to sow.
Okay.
Out of Matthew chapter 13, starting with verse 24. So the another parable put forth unto them, saying, the kingdom of heaven is likened unto a man that sowed good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came, sowed tares among the wheat, and went his way. While men were resting, while men were sleeping, to around. Hallelujah. You know, the Bible says in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, that this was the seed of the enemy. Just as it was in the garden of Eden, in the garden of Eden, the serpent began to sow his seed. Between the seed of the serpent and the seed of the woman, which is representative of the Lord Jesus Christ, he said, I will put enmity in Genesis chapter 3, verse 15, between the seed of the woman and the seed of the serpent. And that enmity would, in the seed of the man or the seed of the woman, would put the seed of the serpent underneath his feet and would bruise his feet, would bruise the head. Amen. And this is what was happening as the kingdom of heaven, as the rule of heaven came. Amen. And while men slept, the enemy, but when the blade was sprung up and brought forth fruit, then also appeared the tares also. And so the servants of the householder came and said unto him, sir, didst thou not sow good seed in my field? From whence then hath it tares? Where are these tares? Wheat and tares will grow up together. They'll look alike. They'll act alike. But until it comes to fruition, until it comes, the Bible says you will know them by their fruits.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You need to know tonight that a fruit, a wheat and a tare will go side by side. And not only will they go side by side, until it comes to fruition, you won't know whether it's a wheat or a tare. They look alike. They act alike. They everything in their appearance. But the Bible says you know them by their fruits and as it comes forth. Because a tare is unfruitful. A tear is unfruitful, but a wheat will bring forth grains of wheat. And so what had happened is, in the kingdom of heaven, in the field of the kingdom of heaven, tares tried to grow up that was sown by the enemy while men slept, while men dressed. Amen. Even as Adam and Eve, they were vine dressers. They were sent, amen. And we are sent, amen, church, to dress. We were sent to prune. We were sent, amen, to work in the field of God and work in this kingdom of heaven, amen. In this field only was sowed good seed. In the beginning, in the Garden of Eden, everything he made, everything he created, everything he sowed, he said it was good. As Brother Eddie brought out in the beginning, he said, let it be. And there was light, and he said it was good. Everything, amen, come. And when he come, he done finished work there. On the seventh day, he said it was very good. Everything was put in place. Everything was gone. But while men drew back, while men were not awakened, while men were not aware, while men who are instructed to be watchmen on the wall, who are instructed, amen, to walk with all perseverance, amen, unto the saints, while they slept, while they were unaware, the enemies came in and sowed tares among the wheat. Verse 28, he said unto them, an enemy hath done this. Their servants said unto him, wilt thou then that we go and gather them up? But he said, nay, lest while you gather up the tares, you root up also the wheat with him. Here's the thing about the tares and the wheat tonight, church. That enemy has come in and sowed the tares among the wheat. And while the tares grew up together, tonight you need to know, amen, the Bible says, that we are not to be unequally yoked with unbelievers. In other words, believers in the Lord Jesus Christ are not to be unequally yoked. Amen. Mm-hmm. Brother Ed talked about the yoke. It had to be destroyed. Amen. It couldn't be broken because the yoke can be put back together, just like he said. But it had to be destroyed by the anointing or the anointed one, which is Christ. He declared over and over again, the life that you now live is Christ that lives in you. That anointing's in you and breaks that yoke of bondage. So we need to know tonight, amen, what concord is Christ having the sons of Belial, in other words, the sons of ruin or perdition. So what has happened is, as that which was sown in the beginning was good. So when we become unaware, the enemy come in and sowed tares among our own fields, among our own works. Right now, I'm speaking to some people tonight that the enemy has come in among your lives, among your family, among your church, and sowed tares among the wheat. He is saying that they look like good seed, and it looks like good seed, and it acts like good seed, but it's beginning to come to fruition. Amen. As we begin to see that, what has happened is as these tares and wheat grow up together, what happens is the root system begin to intertwine as they grow up next to one another. These root systems become intertwined. And if you go, and just like he said, nay, you can't take the tares up because unless you take up the good. That's what the enemy wanted to do. He wanted to sow the bad seed among the good, sowing, hoping, amen, that the harvesters would come and tear up the tares. That which is the tares only belongs to him. But that, amen, that is not of tares that is bringing forth good fruit, belongs to the Lord Jesus Christ. And he was hoping, amen, that there would be a reaping. He was hoping that there would be a tearing, amen. And that's what the enemy wants to do. Summon tonight right now, amen, because the enemy has come in and sowed bad seed among your family, among your marriages, among your kinfolk, among your things, amen, and tried to tear your family up. But I want to tell you tonight, amen, as you will, amen. David said, my cup runneth over. You need to know tonight that the tassels from the wheat, amen, when the wind blows, amen, it comes. There's a threshing floor, amen. He said, I will make you as a threshing instrument having teeth, and thou shalt devour the mountains and the hills, and it shall be a shaft when the wind blows. And I'm not talking about the natural end. I'm talking about the wind of the Holy Ghost. It's blowing again tonight in this broadcast. Amen. The Bible says it came a sound as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house through the city. You need to know tonight that on the threshing floor, those wheat, kernels of wheat that are on the good ones that's in the kingdom of God and the kingdom of heaven is going in, and those tassels and those that wheat will blow, and it will grow, and it will be, that's what it is, it's a seed, and it will get in the tares and change your life. So tonight, when you are wheat will bring forth more wheat. Hallelujah, and that's good seed in the kingdom of heaven. But the good thing about it is that there's the seed of the wheat, there's the seed of that message, there's a seed of faith, there's a seed that Brother Yearwood brought out, that Brother Eddie and Sister Freedom brought out, amen, because that seed is being sowed tonight, and it's, amen, it's on the threshing floor. Hallelujah, that is the threshing floor, it's going out, amen. It's not the Bible said, it's not the seed in the barn. Come on, church, you need to know tonight, hallelujah, as it says here, he said, let both grow together until the harvest. We're studying. And in the time of the harvest, I will say to the reapers, gather ye together first the tares, and bind them in bundles to burn them, but gather the wheat into my barn. Church, tonight, you have two places that you're going to be at the end of this harvest. You know, either you're going to be gathered in the storehouse of the Lord Jesus Christ into his barn, or you're going to be a tare, and you're going to be gathered first and be bundled up to be burned. Church, tonight, you need to know, amen, all across the world, there's many places talking about, amen, bundling. Bundle this package and bundle that package. Amen. Amen, for a discount or some things. Oh, but you need to know tonight, you need to know which bundle you're a part of tonight, church.
Amen.
You need to know whether you're a wheat or a tare tonight. Hallelujah, because when he gets to the time, he's going to let us grow up together because our lives have interchanged. But in the time there, you know what the Bible says, that there will be two grinding at the meal. One will be taken and one will be left. Two will be in the bed and one will be taken and the other one left. You need to know tonight, hallelujah, will you be a wheat or will you be a tare? Tonight you need to know what seed do you have in your life. What seed? You need to know that you're good seed. You are belong to the Lord Jesus Christ. You are a righteous seed. The Bible says he planted a vine, but it became, amen, a wild vine. It became a degenerate vine. Hallelujah. He planted, amen, good seed. Amen. The Bible says in Isaiah chapter 5, the well-beloved planted a vineyard. He hedged it around, took the stones out of it. He said, what more could I do? Church tonight, what more could Jesus do? He died for you to make you good seed. Tonight we were all tares among one kernel of wheat, and that wheat was Jesus Christ. But tonight the wind is blowing again. The wind is blowing again, and it came as sound as a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the house where they were sitting, and they spoke as the Spirit of God gave the utterance. Tonight is the Feast of the Pentecost. It's the Feast of the First Fruits. 50 days. Is that wind, is that wheat of God that come down from heaven? Is that seed that Brother Eddie spoke about out of the prophet Isaiah 55. He says, it shall give seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Bread is made out of wheat, church. You need to know tonight, do you have it? Do you have the bread of life? Do you have that manna that come down from heaven? Hallelujah. And are you eating on the inside of it? Are you bringing forth fruit? Hallelujah. Is the seed within you tonight? Is it a righteous seed tonight? Amen. There's a word tonight you need to know. Before your time comes, before he's called you home, or before he splits that eastern sky, are you a wheat or tare tonight? What type of fruit are you? Because the Bible says you'll be known by your fruits. Go ahead, Brother Ewan.
Praise the Lord. Appreciate that, Brother John. That's a wonderful word of God. 337, come 423-337. Come in there and tell us who you are and where you're at.
Yeah, it's been pretty good, Elliot. I just listened. Oh, yeah, that's good. I know the word is right, what Brother John said. We got to live the life, and a lot of times we're on the Bible, a lot of people read. I used to have a church the other night. I used to have about 15 vehicles, and had five good runners. And I had one in that runner that they all depended on. If he went to the right, they all went to the right. If he went to the left, they all went to the left. And he never messed up. He was a cold blood, but a good beagle. And we're like that. Sometimes the people that follow us, if we're right or if we're wrong, we need to be right. We need to have Jesus and give a light out that they'll be, showing the word and be lifted up, and we can lead them into the family of God. Because I believe we're in the Saturday in the time, brother. You would, and
amen.
We're doing anything, we better do it. And it's seed planting time. We better work while there's light, because it'll be a time when it'll be dark, it'll be no work, and every knee bow and every tongue confess Jesus Christ is Lord of Lords and King of Kings. And he's made a way of escape, but people's not yielding to it. They're going to the world, material thing. Got their eyes on the wrong source. And the Bible says to try the spirits, and the people's going to the evil spirits, to the holy spirits. But we need to pray like we've never prayed before, because prayer changes things. And plant that good seed, amen.
So amen.
Let somebody else have it, and somebody else trying to get their Holy Ghost. So God bless all of you, and have a good week.
Hey, man, it's good to have you on there, Brother Bennett. Pettit, I'm sorry about that. Anyway, it's real good to have you on there. It's good for you to call in there. Tell us about your church there.
Well, it's Sweetwater Church of God up on Monroe Street, and City Hall and First Baptist Church up on the right. And everybody's welcome. We won't turn no one away. We want everybody. And we have church at 10 o'clock Sunday morning, preaching 11 o'clock. Sunday night I take over, and I preach Sunday night. And then we have Bible study on the Wednesday night at 6:30. So we, and then we have a little eating after that. So if you're hungry two ways, we'll feed you both ways, spiritually and physically.
Amen.
So come be with us. God bless you.
God bless you. Appreciate you, Brother Bobby. I got Betty wants to make announcements here again, so I'll let her make some announcements.
I just want to say that I enjoyed everybody's preaching tonight. It was really anointed. Reaching the World for Christ presents a two-day city revival, Holy Ghost Street Service, September the 27th and 28th, 2013. The time is 7 o'clock nightly on Friday and Saturday night. Location is between the Madisonville Courthouse and the Volunteer Federal Bank on Main Street in Madisonville, Tennessee. Bring your lawn chairs and come out and worship with us. Looking for signs, wonders, and miracles. Expecting to see souls saved, set free, delivered, and healed in these services.
Amen.
Amen. I want everybody to just remember that and come on out and be with us. I tell everybody they can sit on the white line that night and not have to worry about getting run over. And
amen.
Sister Frieda?
Yes, sir?
You got anything else you want to say? We got about 3 minutes here.
Well, the one scripture that I wanted to bring out was, hold on a minute. Matthew 5, I think it was Matthew 5. It is Matthew 5. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's good. So. Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
Brother Eddie? Brother Eddie?
Has he gone already?
Hello?
Hey.
Yeah.
I didn't know. I thought I lost you there for a minute. You got anything you want to say? We've got about 3 minutes left.
I want to read just about three or four scriptures. It said, be not deceived, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to his flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the Spirit shall of the Spirit reap life everlasting. And let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not. As we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. And that was Galatians 6, 7 through 10. And I'd like to say that I've enjoyed this broadcast, and I appreciate the opportunity to be part of it. God bless everybody.
Amen. I tell you what, I really enjoyed the broadcast today, too. I've really felt a special heavy anointing on this broadcast, and I appreciate each and every listener and everyone that's tuned in, and I appreciate everyone that called in. We had a spy to call in on us today. We didn't give him no opportunity to say anything. It was all ones, so we've had them before, so they don't never talk whenever they call in, so we just ignored the number, but we told them the word anyway. So praise God for that. So we've had about seven call-ins. We had about seven call-ins here today, so appreciate everyone that called in. And we want to say to the Kenan Churchians enough to come out, be with us on the street service. We're looking forward for a great move of God downtown Madisonville, Tennessee. And we're just to believe in God going to really move and do something special. So everybody come bring your lawn chair. And I'll say good evening to you. God bless you. We love you. And bye to everybody.
God bless you. Goodbye.
God bless you.
God bless you. Bye.